fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. Amen. Martin Luther based that great hymn on Psalm 46. We sang it earlier. Speaking the words goes like this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God's word. Let's offer a prayer. Lord God, we're here this day to celebrate your abiding presence here at Trinity, to celebrate your abiding presence with our church body for these 175 years, this anniversary we celebrate this day. We're here to celebrate those 500 plus years since Martin Luther got people back into the Word and reminded them, as we still are reminded, that it is by grace through faith, this not of ourselves, it's your gift, salvation. Always a personal word. Please take these words that I've written and prepared and studied. Make them more than anything I could proclaim, anything I could speak. Take these words and touch the hearts and lives of your people. May they be words that convict with the law, comfort with the gospel, words that inform, instruct, and inspire your people, especially on this day of celebration, this day when we celebrate the children who sang, we celebrate our faith, and we celebrate our future with you. God, continue, please, as our refuge, our strength, our fortress. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, people who are here to celebrate the Savior, think about anniversaries. Usually when we think about anniversaries, we think about wedding anniversaries, but there are a number of anniversaries that we celebrate. In my family, we celebrate three anniversaries, so to speak. We celebrate every year the anniversary of my wife's birth, June 4th. Every year we celebrate the anniversary of my birth, March 17th. And, of course, each year there's that celebration of our wedding anniversary. For us, it was August the 12th, and specifically August 12th, 1978. A couple months back, we celebrated our 47th anniversary. And I know among God's people here at Trinity, there are you folks who have any number of anniversaries that you celebrate. I remember the first Sunday I stood up here, I had prayers at the Lord's altar for a couple that were celebrating their 65th anniversary and another couple that was celebrating their 60th anniversary. And as I stand here and talk about the anniversaries of birth or the anniversaries of your wedding, you know the dates. And you know when those dates come around, you will remember. You'll thank God for his blessings presently his blessings from the past and his blessings you pray for future years to come. As we think about birthday anniversaries, just last Sunday we celebrated someone's 86th birthday with a prayer at the Lord's altar. Today, of course, through Psalm 46, we will celebrate our God, our ever-present help. We'll celebrate doubly. We're going to celebrate the anniversary of the Lutheran Church. I don't think I've said yet the exact number. Usually the Lutheran Church goes back and remembers the date of October 31st, 1517. That's when Martin Luther posted those 95 theses on the castle church door. It's when Luther reminded people that salvation is a free gift. Salvation, forgiveness of sins, isn't something to be bought or sold or earned. It's by grace through faith. And for 8 years. Today, the 508th anniversary of that Reformation Day, as we celebrate our faith, celebrate our God, our ever-present help. And even today, we doubly celebrate with our church bodies again, as we've said multiple times, 175th anniversary. We've chosen for ourselves this day to hear from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. What a psalm. But I want us to think about this too, our theme you can see in the bottom right corner, Christ through us. This is the third Sunday we've been celebrating this ongoing 175th. The first week we celebrated God for us. Whenever I think of that theme, I thought of the verse, if God be for us, who can be against us? Last week, we used actually, Pastor Bulge was here, to highlight the thought, Christ through us. The theme for the celebration was the theme last Sunday. And when I hear that word through, the verse that comes to mind, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And today our word is the word with. God, Christ with us. Do you know some great verses with the word with? With God, nothing is impossible. What about that verse, I am with you always? Christ with us. God, our ever-present help. God is our refuge and strength. Think about the fact that God is your refuge. God is the one you can turn to. God is the one you can rely on. God is the one that's your safe haven. God is the one that always protects, always watches over you, always provides for you, always takes care of you. God is your refuge. What a Savior God we have. What a Savior God we serve. What a Savior God we worship. He's done it all for you, and he's done it all for me. And on this celebration Sunday, think about who he does all that stuff for. Sinners who fall short of the glory of God. On a celebration Sunday, on an anniversary Sunday, we don't want to think about the fact that we daily, regularly, habitually sin much, sin a lot. Oh, we'd rather think happy thoughts like the children standing up here and singing. We will stand by faith. We will walk by faith and not by sight. But what makes it such a celebration is to remember who we are, what we are by nature, sinful. We have a Savior, our ever-present help, our refuge, our strength. Our help. Hear again those words. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Again, God's our refuge. He's the one we run to. He's the one we turn to. He's the one who keeps us safe. He's the one who loves us. He's the one who protects us. He's the one who provides for us. He's the one who never leaves us, who never forsakes us. And as we think about our God, I guess I should take this Bible up again. This is what our God has given us. He's given us His Word. His Word comforts us. His Word consoles us. His Word reminds us of the forgiveness won by our Savior. His Word tells us of His mercy. It tells us of His grace. It tells us of His compassion. And Martin Luther in his day said, sola scriptura, Scripture alone. Sola gratia, grace, God's undeserved love alone. Sola fide, faith alone, the things that those children stood up here and said. I said earlier, perhaps what we'll remember best from today is when those children sang. I'm going to turn to that anthem here in the hymnal, 868. And we're going to do something unusual. Never tried this before in the service. I would have, if you're still listening, all those children with the Trinity t-shirts on who are here who sang, to please stand. Right in the middle of the sermon, you're going to get to stand for a minute. Huh? Get to stand up. You awake with me? If you got one of those Trinity t-shirts on, you get to stand. Phew. Can you hear when those preschoolers joined in on the refrain? Those words, we will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, our soul's reward. Though the race is finished and the work is done, we'll walk by faith and not by sight. You guys get to be seated again. You know why I want those children to stand? Because they're our future. They're the future church leaders, future Sunday school teachers. Perhaps one or the other or more might be a future pastor, Lutheran elementary school teacher. At very least, perhaps moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas who stand rock solid on the Word, who someday when they're celebrating their 47th anniversary or their 95th birthday, they'll tell of God's grace and God's goodness for all these years. God is our refuge. He's also our strength. Our strength. We get our strength of faith from His Word, from His sacrament. From the time we were baptized, He brought us into the faith, has kept us in the faith, strengthened us in the faith, encouraged us in our faith. And when we come to God's house and hear those children sing, we can't help but be pleased by the future of God's church. God is our refuge. He's our strength. That strength we have from our God isn't about lifting weights or being in a gym or a fitness center. It's about using God's book faithfully, regularly, daily. When we celebrate our heritage as Lutheran Christians, we want to be like Luther, strong in the Word, strong in prayer. I want to kind of divert for a second and talk about prayer. You know, when I think of Martin Luther, one story always stands out that I heard as a youngster. I'm not sure if there's been modified over the years, but it basically was Martin Luther had this time where he had a mountain of work to do, piled on his desk, and his wife, Katie, I get the impression, brought him something hot to drink, probably a cup of coffee. Had this pile of work, and she left Martin to get his work done. A couple hours later, she came back to his office, and that pile of work was still there. He said, Martin, didn't you get anything done? What have you been doing these last 2 hours? Nothing, right? He said, uh-uh. For these last 2 hours, I've been praying. As we think about our heritage of faith in the Lutheran Church and here at Trinity, God would remind us on this celebration Sunday to pray. to pray for our Lutheran church, to pray for our Lutheran school, to pray for our congregation, to pray for our church body, to pray for missionaries, to pray for more workers in the harvest field. The harvest is plentiful, the workers are still few. To pray for God's blessings upon us as we thank him and celebrate that he's our ever-present help. This one that always is with us, never leaves us, the one we can turn to, the one we can count on, the one that we can rely on for any and everything. And as I pray to him, I can pray to my gracious, ever-present God anywhere, at any time, for anything. And he's promised to listen. He's promised to answer. He's promised to forgive. He's promised to bless. What a gracious God. He's my refuge. He's my strength. But especially on this Reformation Sunday, we remember that he's our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. Oh, we're blessed that we don't have to live in a city like Nicollet with walls around it. We don't have to have and make it a fortress with watchmen and armed guards. But God is our fortress. God is that one that protects us. God is the one that keeps us safe. God is the one that sent his only begotten Son. Because our future isn't just here. Our future isn't just 2025 or 2026. Our future is an eternal one. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We know that. We believe that. God would remind us on this Reformation Sunday to share it. One-on-one with our neighbors, one-on-one with our friends, one-on-one with our associates, one-on-one with our acquaintances, one-on-one with our coworkers, one-on-one with family members, because we have that one thing needful: our Savior God. A message of that free grace. We had those children stand up here before. There's a reason I had them stand, not only because their hymn they sang had that word stand in. But you and I think of Martin Luther on this Reformation Day when he took his stand against emperor and pope and those who were opposed to him. And they told him to recant, to take back everything he taught. And what did he say? I cannot. I will not recant. Here I stand. God, help me. It's pretty special. Indeed, very special, beyond special, that we are part of God's church and God's family. And that God of ours, who describes himself in Psalm 46 as an ever-present help, there's a day coming when we will be ever in his presence, in heaven, in eternal life. And as we celebrate anniversaries, and each year another birthday, another anniversary of our birth, and another anniversary of our wedding, as those numbers grow, pretty exciting, because each year gets you, gets me, one day, one year closer to being ever present in his presence. I debated how to close this message as I think about God, our refuge, our strength, our fortress. Oh, you know, I didn't quote when I talked about prayer that verse that says, "Be still and know that I am God." I meant to say that, be still and know that I am God. We live in a world where we're busy. We're working. Our schedules are full. Our calendars are full. We got places to go, things to do. Busy, too busy for his word, too busy for prayer. Sometimes too busy for church. He says, be still. Take time out, be still, and know that I am God. And what else does he tell us in that Psalm 46? I didn't read that either. That great refrain line, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The God of Jacob, the son, the descendant of Jacob, our Savior. What a God. Here one final time, as you kind of hear in your mind's ear, if you will, those children singing, and especially those little ones, when they came to that refrain and belted out what? We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We'll walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.